is from the Liberal Democrats, a political party who stands up consistently against this war. She's a Liberal MP, and her name is Sue Doughty.
Greetings, friends, because this is a far bigger crowd than the crowd in Iraq who claimed to welcome the Americans. At this stage, 75% of the world are not supporting the American action, which is illegal, it is wrong, it is cruel, and it needs to end now. The damage that is being caused to Iraq will take many years to put right. This won't be just a few weeks rebuilding. This will take more than the oil revenues for the whole of Iraq to pay for. It is a disgrace. The results of this war are a disgrace to a proud country and to a proud people. We must work to encourage the coalition to allow in the United Nations. The coalition must go as quickly as possible so that the aid can come in, so that the Red Cross can get on with working with the wounded, with the innocent people in their own country. And we have to say then, where next is this coalition going? Is it going to Syria? And we say no. No occupation of Syria. Is it going to Iran? And we say no, no occupation of Iran. And above all, we say, when will that roadmap start rolling out? Because it is too slow. We must have justice for the Palestinian people. When this war started, I asked what protection would be given to the Palestinian people when the cameras of the world were turned away. And I was told, of course we're very worried about the Palestinian people, but I wasn't given an answer, and we know what's been happening in Palestine since this illegal war began. We must now demand justice in Palestine, immediate justice for those who are being killed on a daily basis, for those who are being treated as prisoners when they're innocent, to pull down the illegal wall which is being built across the occupied territories. This is urgent, this is important, this is now. What is happening in Palestine is wrong. We must go back to Afghanistan. We must now deal with the after effects of the war in Afghanistan, the people who have been made to suffer, and then we have walked away. This is not right. And we must stop arms sales by the coalition in the Gulf, because their arms will be used against innocent people. The cluster bombs have been used against innocent people, and still the arms sales go on. This is another matter of urgency that internationally it must stop. This week, the Chancellor announced his budget. He found a budget for the army. I say we must find a budget for peace. We must stop army. We must now feed people. This is the most important message of all. The people of this country are angry about what's happening in the Middle East. We must keep our voices heard, not just now, but week after week, year after year, while this injustice continues. We will stand by the people of the Middle East. We will all stand by, and you must too. Thank you.